iRadio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future. Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Well, good morning, Seattle. This is Scott Ralston, live in studio with Ted Hansen. We are taking care of business. Mr. Gregorick.
Kind of alive this morning. Kind of alive.
Mr. Gregorick is in Nevada visiting his brand new grandchild.
How about that? Shout out. I saw a picture the other day. He looked quite happy with that little one in his lap.
Oh, I didn't get to see that yet.
Yep,
I bet he did.
They're floating around. Surprised he hasn't posted them to the net yet.
So very, very excited that he is his first grandchild, so we're very excited for him. We congratulate him, and we congratulate Lauren, his daughter.
That's right.
As well.
And that's a big moment in Lauren's life, I know, and a big moment in Rick's life, for sure.
It is. And Dallas. We can't forget Dallas that way.
That's right. Scott, today we are going to kind of talk about something maybe a little bit different than we normally talk about. We're going to talk about some family law issues and kind of how those kind of pair off with your estate planning or your lack of estate planning, and we're going to kind of take some kind of open calls. And
yeah, it's real important to, you know, as a person that is divorcing or divorced, you know, first of all, we're going to talk a little bit about the process, but we're going to talk about the importance of estate planning and why estate planning is so important for divorcing those in the process.
Yeah, that's right.
And divorced couples and legally separated couples as well. It's another very, you know, big issue as well, because you want to make sure that you know, really understand the implications of having or not having an estate plan under those certain scenarios.
Yeah. And Scott, I think there's some kind of a general misunderstanding perhaps about the process and what is actually a legal separation and what is a divorce and how do those two differ?
You're right, because I get a lot of people, well, we're separated. You know, they'll come in, they'll sit down, talk to me.
Sometimes for quite a while.
Yeah, we're separated. And it's in sometimes they'll say legally separated. And, you know, legal separation, at least in the state of Washington, is a term of art. It's a very specific implication that legal separation has versus separated. And then, of course, there's divorced. And, you know, all of those scenarios, they, like I said, they all have their own estate planting. I like that.
That's good.
It is early, guys. It is early. But they all have their own estate planning issues that need to be dealt with.
That's right.
So the divorce process, legal separation process, I guess that's probably a good place to start. Really the place to start is with a little bit of a primer on community property and separate property.
Yep. Big, big issue. So, never ceases to amaze me the confusion in this area and his and hers and ours and how his can become ours and hers can become ours.
Yeah, no. And you know, of course, there's the implications of stuff from another state, you know,
right,
for couples that have been married in another state and now they're here. But basically, you know, Washington is one of the community property states. And what that means is once the couple is married, in the absence of a written agreement, at least in Washington law, all of the property and all of the liability that is acquired by the couple during the community, that's a time period, is community property. I realize we're using a lot of community this and community that, but basically what you acquire, what you incur as far as debts during your marriage is your community property. What you bring to the marriage is your separate property, and what you inherit or receive as a gift to you and you only is also your separate property. There are some other exceptions, but they're very rare. And so that's that right there is your world of community property and separate property.
That's right. And then those lines sometimes are a little bit blurry as well, right?
Well, they are. And sometimes people have a different opinion as well as to whether something is or is not a community property versus a separate property asset.
Okay.
But basically, so you're married, let's say you're married January 1st, 2000, and you separate, well, there's that phrase, you separate January 1st, 2018. That's 18-year marriage right there, okay? And what does it mean to separate? Well, in Washington, what it means to separate is for the marriage to be defunct. Couples either move into different rooms in the same household, move into different residents, or they agree that they are no longer that the community no longer exists, or it has ended, I guess technically is better the phrase for it. And then there's some other ones as well, but usually it's either filing or moving into different residences or different rooms are the primary ones that end the community.
Right, and you're talking about a formal separation, not just an informal, like I just don't live with her and haven't for 10 years.
Well, no, because that's a good question, because, and we do get these a lot, people will come in and they're like, well, yeah, we haven't lived together for 10 years.
Yeah.
And okay, well, how have things been paid for? Well, and sometimes it's, well, I've been receiving money, or I've been providing money, or I don't know, and so the question
or
there
we
is
pay our own, or something
like that. But but in those cases, the date of separation is more likely than not all the way back 10 years ago. Okay, so that's the date of separation. That is the date that ends the community. What that means is at that point in time, what each individual obtains through their own efforts, through employment, through work, whatever it is that they do, and any of the debts that they incur, let's say that they move apart from each other and one of them goes out and buys a vehicle, common to occur, actually.
Yeah.
That's now a separate liability and a separate asset. Okay, so that's what you've got there. But they are not legally separated, okay? So now let's go back to my scenario where you've got the 18-year marriage ending when the couple moves away or separates from each other in January 1st, 2018. At that point in time, one of them, if they're going to proceed with either a legal separation or a dissolution in the state of Washington, a divorce, someone will need to file a petition with the court. And they will petition the court to end the marriage or to get a decree of legal separation. And what is the distinction? Because it is kind of confusing. But what happens is somebody files and the parties will either negotiate and settle out, and then they will enter a decree with the court under either a legal separation action or a dissolution action. And that decree will either declare the marriage is over, that's your decree of dissolution, or decree of legal separation will establish that the parties are legally separated as of that January 1, 2018 date when they separated. I know it's confusing. I'll keep saying that it is. But you now have a court order that says you guys separated as of January 1, 2018, and that is when the community ended. And that decree of legal separation, it is, for all intents and purposes, identical to a decree of dissolution in that it allocates all of the assets and all of the liabilities between the couples, including the separate assets, the separate liabilities, the community assets, and the community liabilities. And it basically says, you are still married, but other than that, you don't have a financial connection. There is basically what it says. Now, it may also include maintenance, so there may be a maintenance obligation. But again, a maintenance obligation is your own individual obligation. It's not a community obligation. So that's your separate obligation as a result of the decree being entered. And so you're still married under a legal separation. And if one of the individuals decides, depending on what the parties agreed to or what the court ordered in the legal decree, after 6 months of the legal separation, the court order being in place, the decree of legal separation being in place, either one of the parties can motion the court to convert that legal separation to a final decree. You don't have to go and file again in the state of Washington to seek a dissolution. You just motion the court. And there's really no reason that a court will not grant a motion to convert from a legal separation to a final decree, unless it's contrary to what the parties agreed to when they settled their separation. And good example of that, I've had cases where insurance, health insurance, medical insurance was an issue. And
yeah.
So the parties
that's a biggie.
Right. And so the parties would agreed, you know, for a year before either party would seek to convert the decree of legal separation to a decree of dissolution. Decree of dissolution, it's exactly the same, divides up the assets, divides up the liabilities, determines whether someone needs to pay maintenance, and you're divorced immediately as opposed to the legal separation.
Is that commonly done, or are there situations where people just don't do anything
following
that legal separation?
There are a lot of situations where people don't do anything for a long time. It's usually when the situation where you were talking about where they've just, quote, separated for years. Once that decree of legal separation is entered, most of the time, once the agreed upon date or the 6 months passes, it's pretty common for those to be converted to a legal separation.
Just to be converted to a legal dissolution. Just to get some finality to it.
Correct.
So this issue you're talking about the legal separation being a formal filing versus the situation that you started talking about where we're just not married for 10 years. Are you saying that 10-year period in between does in fact draw a line in the sand, but it's not legally recognized until there's a decree?
It's a
petition?
Correct. And what it is, I mean, you're legally separated and you could use, why is this important? Why is legal separation important? Why is separation important? Let's say that you separate 10 years ago, but you neither person takes any action and the other party runs up a bunch of credit card debt. Okay. Are you liable for that credit card debt? And technically, no, you are not liable for that credit card debt because you were separated and the community had ended. But in fighting that creditor, because let's say that creditor now starts coming after both you and your spouse because you're still married, they start coming after you. It's very difficult for you to say, well, we're separated, because that creditor is going to be like, where's the court order?
Right, right.
And so and sometimes that is the situation which is the impetus to force the parties to finally go to court, because now all of a sudden after this 10-year time period, it's starting to have an economic effect upon them.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about community property, separate property, and then we're going to start talking a little bit how that integrates into planning.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. And Brian has his last 3 classes of the year coming up, November 17th, December 8th, and December 14th. So make sure to reserve your spot today. Seating will will be limited. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with my buddy Rick Gregrick, the host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo and KTTH. And Rick, you've got an awesome class that's coming up called Retirement Freedom. It's going to be on the 5th of December in Bellevue.
We do, along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, financial advisor and host of Talking Real Money. Together, we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning.
Rick, I got to thank you. You put a plan together for my family, and I now know that we are protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do, and Retirement Freedom is one of our most popular classes of the year. We'll teach you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, IRA planning, and Tom will cover critical strategies for finances and investments in retirement.
Join Rick and Tom for Retirement Freedom, December 5th in Bellevue. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This lovely Sunday morning. Hey, before we go much further, I know you've been hearing the ads. We do have an event coming up on December 5th at the Bellevue Residence Inn called Retirement Freedom, and Tom Koch from Vestry is going to talk about what it is you need to survive the retirement years, and then Rick's going to dovetail in with estate planning and how the two kind of mesh together. And it should be a great event. It starts at 6 o'clock. There are tickets still available. It is kind of a limited venue, and I think it's maybe 40, 50 seats at the most, perhaps. And
sounds about right, yep.
I think we have over three-quarters of it already sold. So folks, get your tickets. You can go to rjglegal.com or Gregorick & Associates on the World Wide Web, and you can
find
us there.
These are great events. This is early evening.
Yeah, weekday.
And you get to get some teachings from Tom, and you get some teachings from Rick, and they're both excellent in their fields, and they do a great job. Tom's a very entertaining speaker. He's just a great guy.
He's a great speaker. He really is.
So.
He's one of those TED Talk quality kind of people.
He's full of energy, and he's just a super nice guy.
That's from running up and down that soccer field all the time.
That is.
So, yeah, hey, folks, if you want to join in on the discussion today, we're talking about kind of legal separation and divorce and how that kind of intersects with estate planning and why it's important to kind of keep your eye on the ball when you're in this arena to make sure that you plan properly and you don't have what we call unexpected consequences. And Scott, I know we talk about this all the time.
We deal with lots of unintended,
unintended. Yeah, and the people in the middle of this process, they get blindsided by this sometimes, or one of them dies during the process or something like this. And this is really where the trouble begins, right? It's almost as bad as, you know, when we talk, we try to beat people on this planning every single weekend. And folks, this is one of those arenas that really you got to keep your eye on the ball and make sure things are lined up properly.
Yeah, and why,
and understand the process.
Yeah, and why, you're probably sitting there and like, well, I thought these guys were planners. You know, well, we're definitely planners. And they're like, why are they talking about divorce and legal separation and separate property and community property? The reason is because when we put together estate plans, we have to deal with these two piles, categories of assets. Technically, it's three. You got separate property for him, separate property for her, and what's the community property? And so when we're dealing with estate planning, we need to work with the individuals as to what it is that's part of their portion of the estate plan that is going to be allocated to whatever pots it's going to be allocated during a lifetime and allocated to whatever pots it's going to be allocated to when a person passes away.
Yeah.
And so that's what's important about this. And then the other thing that's important about this is that this is a misnomer, and it's just something that people don't think about and don't know about, is that when you separate, okay, if one of you becomes either disabled or passes away during a period when you are separated, not legally separated, the other individuals that are in your lifetime, they are your beneficiaries. So your spouse is still your beneficiary if you have not made any changes to your plan or you have no plan. Because in the eyes of the law, the fact that you have separated has no effect on your estate planning. Now, if your estate planning has specific language in it that says if you've separated, it may be effective. Probably not a smart way to do it because people could certainly fight over what it means to be, quote, separated, and they would argue over that issue. So, but, you know, if you have no estate plan and you separate and you become disabled, there's a good chance that your spouse is the one that is going to be in charge of your financial decision making unless someone comes forward and fights your spouse to take over that decision making. If you pass away during the time period when you are separated and you have no estate planning, your spouse will be the substantial beneficiary of your estate.
Yeah.
Under laws of intestacy in the state of
Washington. Almost as if nothing had happened at all.
Correct. I mean, because you're not divorced. Now, once you divorce in the state of Washington, once that decree of dissolution is entered, the court has a presumption. It's a statutory presumption, but it is a rebuttable presumption that you did not want that person to inherit, and that person, your former spouse, will be treated as if they predeceased you.
That's right.
Okay. Now, not all states have this, because many years ago, I ended up having to litigate one of these cases which came out of California, where the divorce was entered in California, and then one of the spouses moved to the state of Washington. And, you know, that it gets complicated there when you're talking about a divorce in a different state and they have different presumptions. And that was a very, very expensive outcome for a child as a result. And I will, because somebody else got the insurance policy, and that's what it came down to because of the presumptions.
That's a big one, and we hear that quite often. Mm-hmm. It's like especially when people get divorced and they never change the beneficiary on an IRA or on an insurance policy, and the ex-wife ends up with the funds. That is really not a happy day
for the person. And it happens. You hear stories about it. Yeah. And I can assure you they do happen because I have dealt with at least one case where that did occur.
Yeah.
So when you're going through a divorce, the divorce not final, the legal separation not final, you're going to want to think about what you want to do for some estate planning. And that's what we're going to talk about here when we come back from the break here in a couple minutes. Is we're going to talk about planning that is specific during the time period you were separated but before the final decree of legal separation or divorce is entered.
That's right. 888-973-5476 if you want to join us. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525-longtermcare.com. Care.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with my buddy Rick Gregrick, the host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo and KTTH. And Rick, you've got an awesome class that's coming up called Retirement Freedom. It's going to be on the 5th of December in Bellevue.
We do, along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, financial advisor and host of Talking Real Money. Together, we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning.
Rick, I got to thank you. You put a plan together for my family, and I now know that we are protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do, and Retirement Freedom is one of our most popular classes of the year. We'll teach you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, IRA planning, and Tom will cover critical strategies for finances and investments in retirement.
Join Rick and Tom for Retirement Freedom, December 5th in Bellevue. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
All right, folks, welcome back. A little Tom Petty to kind of get you in the mood on a Sunday morning. And Scott, we would be remiss if we did not mention Veterans Day and how appreciative that we are for everyone who served and is serving in the military. We truly appreciate everything that you do, and we hope that you have an enjoyable weekend with your family. But anyway, give a shout-out to the veterans out there.
Yeah, we'd also be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about, or at least acknowledge what's going on in California, the thousands and thousands of people that have just lost everything.
Yep.
And done so in just a blink of an eye.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just a horrible, horrible travesty. There's, you know, there's good organizations out there, you know, American Red Cross, something like that. So today's, you know, a good day to think about maybe making a donation to help. Watch out for, you know, scams. You know, look to the more recognized and national types of organizations that are going to help. But there's a lot of people in California that are going to need some help.
Absolutely. And then this, if you, having lived in California a number of years in my life, I understand that this fire season is real and it comes. And this one in particular, particularly the one in Northern California, came in such a flash that people didn't really have any time to react to it. And that's just a horrible, horrible thing to lose everything. And we hate to use these tragedies kind of to dovetail into planning, but I tell you what, those that had plans in place, Scott, would fare a lot better than those that did not in a case like this.
Yeah, and you're correct. I mean, we don't like to have to use these examples, but these examples, unfortunately,
it's life.
Are real.
Yeah, it's life.
And,
yeah.
You know, the type of planning that we're talking about there is just your entire life planning and making sure that you have the insurance in place for the situation where you live.
That's right.
And that's something that's always real important. I do it almost every year myself. I sit down, I call my agent, and I go through my homeowner's policy and I make sure that my coverages are appropriate. And, you know, that's one of the things that you should definitely, when you see these horrible events that's causing so much property loss, that, you know, make sure that you have the appropriate insurance in place to cover your property.
Yeah, it's a big issue, and in California in particular, and I would say that the Northwest is not exempt from this, but earthquakes are a very real problem, and most people in Southern California in particular are tuned in to the need to have some type of plan, either an evacuation plan or a plan to stay in place for a period of time if you can't get out of your home, and that would include, you know, things like water and adequate food and things of that nature, things that you don't think of that we, on a day-to-day basis, we go turn on the faucet in the kitchen, but we don't realize what would happen if the water source or something like that gets cut off. And it's the point being that this is a good area kind of to understand the need for appropriate planning, whether or not it happens to you or not. It's good to have a plan in place.
It certainly is. So back to our planning discussion of today. We've been talking about planning during the dissolution or legal separation process. And why is it so important? Why are we talking about this? Well, as we talked about earlier, if you pass away during that time period and you don't have an estate plan in place, your spouse will be treated as your spouse. Just because you have separated and just because something has been filed will not change this fact unless you have done some planning on your own. And you are entitled in Washington to do planning whether you're separated or you're married happily. You are entitled to plan for your half of the community and all of your separate property. So that is where we come back all the way to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show about why it's so important to understand the distinctions between what is community property and what is separate property. And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk finally. I know I keep teasing you with it, but we're going to finally talk about the planning. So give us a call if you've got any questions. 1-888-973-5476. 1-888-973-5476. Your partner in law.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. And Brian has his last 3 classes of the year coming up, November 17th, December 8th, and December 14th. So make sure to reserve your spot today. Seating will be limited. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with my buddy Rick Gregrick, the host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo and KTTH. And Rick, you've got an awesome class that's coming up called Retirement Freedom. It's going to be on the 5th of December in Bellevue.
We do, along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, financial advisor and host of Talking Real Money. Together, we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning.
Rick, I got to thank you. You put a plan together for my family, and I now know that we are protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do, and Retirement Freedom is one of our most popular classes of the year. We'll teach you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, IRA planning, and Tom will cover critical strategies for finances and investments in retirement.
Join Rick and Tom for Retirement Freedom, December 5th in Bellevue. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregrick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Just ease it on in with a little Pink Floyd this morning. Always wonderful. Thank you, Brian.
Keep it rocking,
man. Right. Just keep it going. Yeah, I used to be a DJ in my former life, I think.
Oh, really?
Spit of the top hits.
You think you were a DJ, or you were
not.
A DJ?
In my mind, I think I was. Just spinning the top hits from 1957 all week long. All right, enough of that.
So, the teaser is finally over. We're going to talk a little bit about getting the planning in place.
Here it is.
When you're in the separation process. So, one of the things that is the major causes of people to separate, that's pretty much top of the list, is money problems.
Okay? Yep.
So when people are separating, they're often frustrated with each over how money is spent. Oftentimes they have kids as well. So if you are sitting there and you're going through a legal separation process and you were to become disabled, who is going to manage the money for your kids? Who's going to manage the money for yourself? If you don't have that estate plan in place, again, it's most likely going to be your spouse. That's the individual that you, not always, but under most circumstances, is not the individual that you would choose. They may not be bad at it. They may be really good at it. They may be terrible at it. I don't know. But the point is this, is that it is your choice. And so when you are separated, you know, whether it's that long, protracted 10-year, we're just living apart from each other separation situation, or someone has actually filed, but you've not yet reached the end of the case, you really should sit down with an attorney that understands, you know, doing some short-term planning, because most likely when you're done with the dissolution, you're going to want to do something that's a little bit more long-term based upon what assets and what liabilities you end up with after the dissolution.
That's right.
But you're going to want something in place under most circumstances to protect yourself if you become disabled and to protect your children. Same thing if you pass away. And, of course, it's the same plan. But if you pass away during the dissolution process, you're going to want somebody to, you know, administer your estate and distribute your assets the way that you intend. This is not going to happen through intestacy. It's not going to go to whomever it is that you want. It's not going to go to trust for your kids. It's going to go through intestacy, and it's going to end up with your spouse. And that may be the individual that you do not want it to end up with.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think it's important also to point out for those of you that are still have a harmonious relationship that you still can plan this way. You still can plan for your separate and your community. And,
correct.
And I think a lot of people are taken aback by that. They say, what do you mean? I can do whatever I want with my 50%? And they'd be, yep, the answer is yes.
That is correct, so. Yeah. And one of the things that, you know, I've had several cases where spouse will come in, we'll finish up the divorce, we're going to go ahead and do the planning, and, you know, not necessarily to my surprise because I've gotten to know this individual during the process, but they will want to name their former spouse in some way in their plan. Not necessarily to receive any assets, but oftentimes they will want to name their former spouse over at least a portion of their assets for the benefit of their kids. Yeah. And I've seen that, you know, someone sitting across the table from me saying, oh, he is such a jerk, but I trust him with money.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and to take
he's good with my kids. Yeah. So, you know, that oftentimes is, you know, the situation. Yeah. Now, there's, more often than not, it's the opposite. However, he is a jerk and he's terrible with money and I don't want him to be in charge of any of my assets for my kids.
Even more reason to plan.
More reason to plan. Yeah. Exactly. So everybody's situation is different. But when you're going through the dissolution process, when you're separated and you're just living apart indefinitely, you know, you really should put together documentation. You really should put together some form of a plan. You know, those powers of attorney for medical decision making, powers of attorney for financial decision making, either a will-based plan or a trust-based plan, you need to think about these things, okay? And these are the kinds of things that are really important to have in place. Because they're going to protect not only you, but they're going to protect your loved ones.
That's right.
They're going to protect your kids. They're going to protect your if it's your parents that maybe are the ones that are supposed to be in charge of things. It will prevent them from ending up in a battle with your spouse if you become disabled during the separation period. It's something that people really, really need to do. And this happens.
It does.
This absolutely happens. There are cases out there. There are many cases out there where you end up with these huge family battles because planning has not been done. And there's a lot of animosity within the family. And there's no real good solutions for this. And there's no real reasonable in terms of cost solutions for this type of situation.
Yeah, that's right.
is why it's just so important to consider doing and putting in place planning during the separation.
Yeah, I mean the backside, I'm going to just call it ugliness from not doing it, is really bad. I mean, we talk about this all the time, and it's really hard to get people to understand, Scott, that when you get into estate litigation, generally what that means is that everybody gets less and the lawyers get more, typically. And so these are the types of situations that we're trying to avoid by at least planting the seed.
It's the Bleak House. The Bleak House situation from Charles Dickens.
That's exactly right. But it's real. And so that's why we kind of make it a point to point these things out to those folks that are in this arena, either in the middle of something like this or perhaps through with the process, and to start considering your planning on a go-forward basis.
So now you're divorced. Or now your legal separation is entered, okay? You also have to keep in mind the same type of planning that's in place. It's going to be similar, possibly identical to what you have in place before you separate. But, you know, you're going to meet somebody and you're going to remarry.
Yep.
Or you're going to move in with somebody. And we're going to talk about that type of planning when we get back from the break.
And Mike from Bellevue, hang on. We'll get right to you after the break.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with my buddy Rick Gregorick, the host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo and KTTH. And Rick, you've got an awesome class that's coming up called Retirement Freedom. It's going to be on the 5th of December in Bellevue.
We do, along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, financial advisor and host of Talking Real Money. Together, we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning.
Rick, I got to thank you. You put a plan together for my family, and I now know that we are protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do, and Retirement Freedom is one of our most popular classes of the year. We'll teach you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, IRA planning, and Tom will cover critical strategies for finances and investments in retirement.
Join Rick and Tom for Retirement Freedom, December 5th in Bellevue. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We were in the midst of talking about divorce and the intersection of divorce and estate planning and why that's important to get all that going. But we do have a caller on the line. Mike from Bellevue, are the air, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, I got a question on how this all is affected if you're not married. You're just living together in possibly a domestic partnership.
Oh, perfect question. That's where we were going.
That's a good question.
Okay, so domestic partnership is actually in Washington is actually it's a term of art. That's a legal one. I'm not saying this is your situation. I'm just going to talk about it in general terms. But when a couple lives together and they kind of, you know, it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck and it kind of looks like a marriage, and sometimes they kind of hold each other out as husband and wife, they can end up being in what is called a meretricious relationship. In Washington, we do not have what is called common law marriage. There are some states that have common law marriage, which is basically if you're together for a certain period of time, you're going to be treated as married. And in Washington, the courts developed this doctrine of meretricious relationship, I think back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, to basically create some sort of a situation where it was fair, because what would happen is these couples would live together for years and years and years, and everything would be titled typically in the man's name, and then the couple would separate from each other, and the woman would be left with nothing. And so the courts came up with this doctrine of meretricious relationship. And what happens is that individuals unknowingly find themselves in this type of situation. There is a solution, and it was actually one of the things that we were going to start talking about in the next section of this show, so it's a great question, very timely. One of the solutions is having in place what we call a cohabitation agreement or a separate property agreement. It doesn't really matter what it's necessarily called there. It's the context, the substance of the agreement itself that matters. And what you do as a couple is you sit down and you enter into an agreement that is very, very similar to a premarital agreement, even though you're not marrying, and you allocate, you know, whose assets are whose liabilities are whose, and what assets, if you are to no longer be together as a couple, as cohabitants, you would...
See, this is my concern, because when I moved in with her into her home, and I sold my house. And so I've been living with her. And we both agree, I don't want anything from the, you know, I didn't ask for anything from the proceeds of her house or anything, you know. But I've been putting money into the house.
Yep, this is exactly the situation.
So now it's kind of getting to where, well, I'll hold everything. If something does happen where we decide to go our separate ways, I don't want to lose all this money I'm investing in the house.
Well, and the other situation is, what if she becomes disabled or passes away? I don't know if she has kids, but oftentimes the situation...
She does.
Yeah. And so let's say she passes away. Are you going to be battling with her kids over money that you've invested in her house? And that's
the problem.
That's another really big and tough situation. And that's where this cohabitation agreement, you know, it addresses and solves this problem. So this is the type of situation where your call, like I said, is incredibly timely, very important for you to, you know, sit down and confer with an attorney. You know, you'll hear our number here on the advertising as well, but, you know, give us a call, probably set an appointment with myself, because this is really my area. But you really need to sit down. You need to really sit down and talk with an attorney. And it's smart to do this.
You know, we agree. We both want to do it for the protection of each other.
Awesome.
You know, good.
That's the way it's.
And that's a good start.
It was her home, you know, and everything, and you know, she's probably got a little of a retirement tied up in it. So I don't want any of that. I've got my own dough, you know. But I just don't know where it becomes, you know, everybody's stuff. At what point in the relationship, you know, if you're not married, if you know, that's why I was wondering if of what you said before about what's the terminology?
Meretricious relationship. Yeah. So no, your situation is not unique. And you're really smart to give us a call. You're smart to be taking a look at this, because oftentimes people find out the hard way how this can be extremely difficult to resolve. There's a lot of evidentiary issues that make this extremely difficult. There's a lot of animosity that can make this very difficult, and it can get very, very costly. And you know, we often say on our show and often in our practice that unintended consequences occur. It's that written document that you guys are really going to need.
Yep.
Our phone number for yourself and also for our listeners that are out there that maybe are in the same situation, our office is 425-284-3450, 425-284-3450 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday.
Thank you.
So give us a call, set an appointment, and great question.
Yeah, thanks for the call. All right. Well, that's a perfect example, Scott, of
my job
pulling
is done.
All this all together.
Yeah, my
thanks,
job is
thanks
done.
To Mike, we finally got to that piece of the puzzle, right?
Yeah.
So folks, this is incredibly important, and Mike points out quite a few things that I think a lot of people are really concerned about, particularly when you had some type of a long-term relationship, but you just don't bother to get married, and these types of issues can crop up. And Scott, the point's well taken that there are some solutions to this kind of situation, and that solution in this particular case is this cohabitation agreement, which really does spell out what would happen in the event that something happens to the relationship and or something happens to one of you, right? So,
yeah. We see this situation with all different kinds of ages too.
Young couples,
older couples, et cetera. So, I mean, this whole meretricious cohabitating situation, it's common. It's a problem. It's something that really should be addressed through a written documentation.
Absolutely. And, Scott, you were right in pointing out that the real issue usually is the children that are fighting over some money that they think they're entitled to from your contribution, really, to a home or something. Like
that's
that,
correct.
Right?
That's correct.
So these are the types of things that we want to make sure that we address. So
well, thanks for listening to us today. We're kind of winding down here. We're going to get kicked off again rather unceremoniously here in a moment.
We do have the retirement freedom.
But we've got the. It's exactly that. That was going to be
December 5th in Bellevue, the Residence Inn, from 6 to 8 o'clock. Should be a really good class. To come out and learn a little bit about.
Tickets available at
rgglegal.com.
My partner in law.
Yeah, your partner in law. They're all available. And folks, we like I said, we intend to sell this thing out. So get your tickets while you can. It is a limited engagement. Forum, but be happy to have you out there. Okay?
And let's just listen to that music again.
We'll just let it all time out nicely. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, folks. Thank happy you. Veterans Day again to all the veterans, and appreciate your service and appreciate you listening on Cairo KTTH. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.